What is up, guys? I'm sitting at the airport, job hunting, figuring life out, the usual. But I said I was gonna do favorites. So, without further ado, let's get into it. So, my coffee order stays the same. My friend put me on this, and I've not wavered at all. Unless butter pecan is not here, but this is like my summer drink. It is a medium iced coffee with three caramel, three butter pecan, and extra cream. Now, my new food favorite from Dunkin' is the tomato pesto grilled cheese. My favorite thing in the whole wide world is grilled cheese. And I love it so much. But I don't always get to have it. Because daring. Just like my coffee. I have to pick and choose my battles. But that's fun. So that's my favorite food and drink. Or coffee. My favorite actual drink. I would probably see, I'm a big Celsius fan. But also I'm an Alani Nu, obsessive. If I could have the dreamsicle every single day of my life, I would be the happiest person in the world. And that is just, that drink is my favorite. I will forever love it. So, that's my favorite, energy drink. My favorite just to drink is a Capri Sun. Me and my friends all love Capri Suns. My favorite is either Strawberry Kiwi or Pacific Cooler. I'm hooked on those. I have bought I literally exited out of my last podcast and it's processing, but I literally, oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm getting back into this whole podcast thing, so you're gonna have to bear with me because I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I was telling everyone that my favorite coffee order is three caramel, three butter pecan, extra cream. My favorite food from Dunkin' is a tomato pesto grilled cheese. I grew up loving a grilled cheese. I still do. But dairy does not sit well with me. It makes my skin pop out. And so, but I still eat it and drink it. Wow. What a lovely combination. But I was also saying that my favorite, energy drinks or just regular drinks. Energy drinks by the Alani Nu Dreamsicle. Please sponsor me, Alani Nu. If someone knows Hayden or Katie and can hook that up, please do. Because I want it. But my favorite, just like regular drink, is a Capri Sun. Me and my friends are children at heart, promise you. And we all drink Capri Suns. But that was the gist of it. And then I had to sneeze. And accidentally hit the X instead of just, going along. So, I don't wear makeup, so you won't hear a favorite makeup thing or whatever, because my skin is very sensitive to a lot of things, and I don't like putting things in my body that I know is gonna clear up. I have really bad eczema. And so it's not the best thing ever. So I won't do anything like that. But my favorite movie at the moment is Top Gun. Or, yeah, no, that's my favorite movie, Top Gun Maverick. Miles Teller, end of story. No one needs, everyone knows. I don't have to explain. But My favorite TV show. Now, if you have not, then if you've lived under a rock and you know how to talk, my For You page, before I even watched this, okay, before I even like watched it in a day, because I literally watched it in a day. It's 7 episodes, 40 minutes long, like 4 hours, right? I think I watched it in six because I took a break to and I literally am obsessed. Like, me and my friends were watching it like with each other, and we were flabbergasted by some of the things. Honestly, okay, this is if you're a Team Cam fan, I'm so sorry, but he just reminds me of like Screech from Saved by the Bell. If you don't know who that is, look him up. Like, it just like gave me really weird vibes, and like the whole Latin convention. Did they really go to a Latin convention? I will tell you that I forgot that I have. I don't even know if I have. But a very, very long time ago, I was, and I'm getting back into books, but it's taken me a minute. I just have a lot going on, and I'm trying to focus more with things that make sense to me than others, but whatever. But I have that book. I forgot that I got the trilogy book. Because I bought it at Target, because I go through these phases in life where I want to escape through books. I want, because I was trying to write a book, and then it's just really hard to write a book. And I don't always have the greatest, like, inspirations or motivation to do it. Because it's, I mean, you have to write, like, and it's not just like a printed page of paper. Like, you have to, you know, it's a lot more than people think. And so I always wanted to be an author, but I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So, but if you're Team Cam, I'm sorry, but he is not the vibe. No. But that's my favorite TV show at the moment because I don't know. I want to watch it again, but it's not like I got sucked in, so I'm just like, I don't know. But my favorite song at the moment, you would think that it would be a freaking the Summer I Turned Pretty song. I have always loved Taylor Swift. I will always love Taylor Swift. This Love was like my favorite song up until recently, just because everyone else loves it because of the Summer I Turned Pretty. Like that song, and then I'm a big 1989. Like when she re-records her like 1989, I will like, apparently it's coming soon because she has like stadium tour coming out. I don't know. I'm not like a big Swiftie where I'm like hunting down all the clues. I just really like her music, especially 1989 and Reputation. Those are my two favorite because I, and it's funny, I've always had Don't Blame Me or So It Goes as like my two favorites from Reputation, and they're popping off right now, so I'm very proud. Because usually it's her more like radio popular songs that are, you know, the TikToks. Like they sped that Don't Blame Me up and it got traction really fast, so I'm very proud. Because those two songs are just amazing. But my favorite song that I've been like on repeat for the last like 2 days is Hold My Hand by Lady Gaga. I've been going through it, guys. Like, there's been some moments this week, last week, that I just, and that song takes me to another world. I'm not in my own world. I'm just not in my own world. And it's amazing, and I love it. But yeah, so that's my favorite. This is still really, really hot. I thought it would cool down. I'm making this like a phone call because I'm hungry. I will tell you that Vegas from the Elvis movie slowly became like a top one. When I was going to see Top Gun, Danger Zone was my number one for like 2 weeks, and then I got in a petty phase, and I love Brantley Gilbert, his guitar player, also that family. I freaking love them. I didn't realize that how you just like meet people in your life and they speak over you in such an amazing way, and it will always be, I'm gonna cry because I miss them. And she, his wife, not Brantley's wife, but the guitar player, Noah, his wife is a gem, and I love her. But every time I listen to Rolex on a Redneck, now it's kind of neat to, be like, oh, I know that guitar player. And they're just a great family, and everyone should have people in their corner. So, but my on repeat, I'm just gonna like tell you a couple songs, not all the songs. If I told you all the songs, I would be banned. If someone can tell me how Spotify does this, like how they like choose like here on repeat, like how many times does a song have to be repeated? Is my question. I'm gonna test that out today. So Rolex and the Redneck, my top. Because I'm petty, okay? And it just like it gives me that vibe. Hold My Hand, Rocking a Cardigan in Atlanta. That will forever be a great song. Vegas, like I said, I'm not reading you all these because I would be banned. I would have, because if you don't know Jessie Murr, you need to. End of story. All her songs, not all her songs are on my on repeat, but I love her being one of the girls that I met through the gym. She went to Bonnaroo, and Jessie was at Bonnaroo, and she's in the videos, and she was like, I love her. You Proof, of course. I really want the new TikTok remix. Someone needs to get that because I want it. Always Been You, of course. Jessie Murr. Always got it. Drunk Driving by Cole Wetzel. That, I don't know why that's not number one, honestly. If you do not know Cole Wetzel, all his songs are great. But this song, if you are in a sad mood, if you are in just like, I don't care, I don't, like, you're not in your, like, I don't F with you rap, but, like, you don't want to listen to I Would Have by Jessie Murr. This is a good in-between. That's a really good song. I always gotta have Kanye on here. Moon, that's a really good one. The Kind of Love We Make crept to my on repeat because of TikTok. I will tell you, TikTok. Danger Zone, yeah. And then Dancing in the Sky, because that was something. Like, my daily mixes are really weird too. Like, I don't even know. Like, I have literally listened to Take Me Where Your Heart Is like 700 times. And it's not on my on repeat yet, and I don't understand. Cerebral Face Massage, Bath Massage by Show and Tell is a great playlist if you want to, like, whatever. One of my friends has a summer playlist, and it's literally like, since she's given it to me, if I wanna like have a good day, I listen to it. And it's a bunch of like songs that I actually listen to, like About Damn Time, Marmalade, Thank You Nine. I miss that side of TikTok, I'm not gonna lie. Oh wait. Doses and mimosas. Really? Like, I do. Top tier playlist. It has Good For You. Happier Than Ever. Backstabber. Will You Go With Me? Paper Rings, Tongue Tied. And a little bit of Victorious, which, if you're not on the. I love it. There's a club or something on TikTok, and you just. If you know, you know. Banging on Your Knees, Freak Out, like, I love it. She's got Harry, she got Five Sauce, she even has Paramore and Khalid. And there is a lot of songs that like I didn't know. Like I've like really liked now. She has the whole entire new hairstyle on this. Which is elite, honestly. Like Harry is elite. If you don't know, I just watched before I even like started this. Where Logan was like, Logan Paul was talking about Liam's interview. Oh my gosh, that's a whole. I don't even know. My favorite from One Direction was always Zayn or Niall. Like, I was never like big on Harry until he like came into his own because like I knew that like Harry was elite. And like everyone else was just like, you know, but come at me for that. I will always love Zayn. I know he's not the greatest human in real life, but Harry was always everyone else's favorite, so I didn't want to be like everyone else. So, but these are like literally like she has Mary Morris, Morgan, Thomas Rhett, like. Isaac Dunbar. Like, this is why we can't have nice things. Like, I love it. There's a song on here. She even has Ansel Elgort. Like, gosh, AG. Like, so good. There's a song called Saw Your Mom at the Grocery Store. Elite. Elite. This whole theme. Delete. I'm going through all of it just to see like what else. Killer Queen. Can't Do Better. That song is elite. I'm assuming that AG has seen the summer after I'm pretty and he can text her and be like, Team Cam, Conrad, or Jellyfisher. I will say on that though. I am Team Conrad because that's what I would pick. Honestly, ask all my friends. Conrad is the more suitable choice for me, but because I have watched Gavin's outfits of the day, I'm Team Gavin also because I just and no one else. If anyone can like send me the TikToks of all of them, that would be great because like so, but I kind of ran off on a tangent there, and just started with my favorites and then kind of went sideways with that, but it's fine. I don't know what else. Like, music is a big part of like helping my anxiety, helping, just everything. And so, yeah, it's been great. But I'm gonna stop the podcast here because if I didn't, I would just keep on going. And I don't know that anyone wants that. And I need to eat because I'm starving. And if my cousin listens to this and be like, "You ate on your podcast," I told her not to do that. But thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to my other podcast. Social media, I'm gonna work on that here in a minute or tonight and get that all put together and do the dang thing. Because, I'm also probably gonna start making playlists. Play TikToks about that maybe, I don't know. I have a lot of ideas. So we're gonna do the darn thing. That's what we're gonna do. So I love each and every one of you. Thank you for the support. We're gonna eat and get to work. Have a great day. I will be back tomorrow. I might be back tonight. I might start the 2-a-days again just to build back up and then we'll see what happens. But thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. It's not too hot where I'm at, but go enjoy what you can. And I will see you in the next podcast. Bye, guys. Editor's note. Okay, so I'm uploading both parts to this podcast. It's going to be a long podcast, but and it's not going to make sense. But I recorded a first half, it was like 2 minutes. And then I was sneezing and I hit the red button, but it's all going to go on one. So I hope y'all enjoy this podcast. And sorry it's like mixed up, but it flows really good, but thank you for the support. I love you all and have a wonderful Tuesday.